over the course of my 7-year career so far, you know, the first 2 weeks are, they're important, but in the grand scheme of things, it's 2 weeks, right? So whether we're 2-0, 0-2, 1-1, you know, there's 15 games still left to be played, and then no more bigger than the one that's in front of us right now, Monday night. But happy for those guys for getting some credit that they deserve. But if you ask them, they'd probably say they don't care much about it as well.
That was Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen talking about some of the early awards that have been given out. Greg Rousseau, Week 1 AFC Defensive Player of the Week. James Cook, Week 2 AFC Offensive Player of the Week. I just want one player to be like, you know what? I was really happy about getting the award. It really meant a lot to me. Just one time, just be like, it actually meant a ton. I
be
called
grateful.
My mom immediately.
I would have thought, why didn't Jamarcus Ingram get Defensive Player of the Week? But then I'm like, well, his two interceptions were basically gifts.
Yeah. The pick six, though, you would have, yeah. But, like, I just one time, I'd like James Cook to go up, like, how'd you feel? Instead of, like, you know, the team first. And I get it. I'm all for it. I understand it. But one time, I'd like him to get up there, smile on his face, and go, you know what? It really meant a ton, actually.
You know what? I had 3 touchdowns, and I felt great.
And I was given credit for it, and I felt amazing. Just one time. Just it's all I'm asking is one time.
You know what? I burned Jordan Poyer down the sideline, and I scored a touchdown, and I did a backflip or front flip, and it was really cool.
It was really cool. Also, I felt like Superman for 5 minutes.
Bills legend of the game.
Who do we got
for Monday? Any guesses?
No.
You're not going to get it.
No.
John Fina, offensive lineman.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And we're talking about offensive lines today.
Boom.
There we go.
Also, speaking of offenses, more clarity on the Roma Dunze thing. So the real reason...
More clarity?
I thought it was because of the whole pass or the separation rate and everything like that. The real reason, the whole reason that Roma Dunze's dad appears to be going after Dan Orlovsky, and not appears to be, he flat out said the initials D-O,
straight up is.
That works for ESPN. Dan Orlovsky tweeted yesterday, quote, "The Bears and Caleb Williams are going to have to get more comfortable giving Rome more covered opportunities. Rome isn't getting open at this level right now. Caleb will have to get comfortable throwing him some 50-50 balls." And then, once again, Roma Dunze's father tweets out a video of him being wide open in the end zone. And mind you, it's a 3-second video. So
Johnny Man, sports,
that's the only one.
Sports are the best trashy TV show you watch. Again, it's not Gossip Girl. It's not Emily in Paris. It's not The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. It's not Love is Blind.
Some of the reality ones where it's like it's real life, like the dating ones, those get pretty...
Love is Blind is up
pretty
there.
Pretty nasty. Yeah, yeah.
I'm 2 episodes in Love is Blind UK. It's bad, and I love every second of it. I only will watch like 1 episode a week, but I'm all for it. I need that palate cleanser, Josh. I do. Like I watch, you know, I'm thinking about rewatching The Sopranos. I watch The Americans on FX. The West Wing I always rewatch every now and then. Obviously, everyone.
It's getting to the time of year where I'm going to rewatch Band of Brothers.
Band of Brothers. It's gritty.
Like the fall winter time. That's when you like.
Did you ever watch Masters of the Air on Apple TV?
I've not yet.
Okay.
I'm waiting for it to all come out so I can just like binge it.
Yep. Oh, that's already out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
that's done.
Guess what I'm doing this weekend?
You're going to have to do that. That's phenomenal. But yeah, so I'll watch like the gritty, you know, TV shows where afterwards I'm like, all right, I need to go make myself a drink. I'm exhausted. Like, I'm not going to think about my life.
The show was supposed to be for a break, and you need a break from the break.
Exactly. You know, even when I read more like gritty, you know, harder material. I just read Cormac McCarthy's Blood Meridian. It changed me as a person. I need to watch like Love is Blind every now and then. You know, I need to watch Love Island where I'm like,
yeah, right.
I'm in an okay spot. Right. I may not be, you know, that pretty, but I'm in a good spot. I'm all right. I'm doing okay. I need that every now and then.
But hey, it compares to sports too. It's like, you know what? Look, these guys are fighting at each other, and sure, they're better at that sport than me, but hey, I'm not having arguments with my friends.
You don't understand, though, how real it was for me to watch bad Texas teams like lose to Kansas when Kansas was still bad. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm going to actively search out a bad like MAC game to make myself feel better. I'm so I mean that genuinely. Like I'd find like Kent State versus Akron and be like, yeah, my Texas though would whoop y'all. it was I'm not proud of it. I think it's fair to be open about it. Let's go back to the phones here. We've got Rob in Connecticut. Rob, man, how are we doing today?
Good morning, Zach. Good morning, Josh. I don't know if Josh told you what happened last week. He usually doesn't answer the phone when Brownie and Tasker are on. So when I called and he answered, I was like, oh, hey, Zach, how you doing today? And he's like, I'm all right. And I said, Zach, you're all right. You don't sound like yourself. Is everything okay? And he's like, that's because I'm not Zach. It's Josh.
A little behind the scenes, yeah. It depends on the day, but we'll transition. We'll go through the transition, and it sometimes happens seamlessly. Other times it doesn't, where like we'll be talking with our boss or what have you, and all of a sudden a half hour has gone by, and it's like, oh, no.
Yeah, so that was kind of funny. Speaking of TV shows, I just put on the Aaron Hernandez story.
Oh, that's right. That started, yeah.
Yeah, I caught up with that. It's hard for me to watch, so I have to ask my fiance, like, when they're not talking, I was like, what's going on? Because I could kind of figure out what happened by watching the documentary. But other than that, I was listening to you guys before Sal came on and talking about the whole defense, you know, the safety drops and this and that and rule changes. And I started getting a little nutty in the head with that. I was like, no rule changes. Come on. You know, I was like, let the players play and the coordinators coordinate. And then Sal comes on and goes, let the players play and the coaches coach. Mm-hmm. I said, what's he, inside my head? He said exactly what I was going to say to you before Sal even came on. It was like when baseball, the pitchers count. They started putting down it. That's the strategy of the game. The defensive coordinator and the coaches figured out what to do, how to stop offenses, all right? And I mean, that's part of the game. That's like saying you can't move this chess piece a certain way. Oh, well, we're going to change it so you can move that chess piece a certain way. Mm-hmm. It's like, leave it alone. And if you want to watch exciting, wide-open football, Saturday, all day, college football, go watch that. That's fun and exciting to watch, but leave the NFL alone, you know? It's like, let them do what they do, you know?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely. Like, I mean, that's where I've been at, Robin. Yeah, and Rob, thanks for the call, man. And that's kind of been my thing, too, is just like rule changes for health-wise, all for it. All for it. Rule changes to make the game, quote-unquote, more exciting, I'm not really a fan of the kickoff rule. I'll be perfectly honest. I think it went exactly how I thought it was going to, or more or less fear how it was going to. We talked about it a lot in the offseason, which is teams will find out it's just better to boot it out of the end zone, take the touchback, and start at, what, the 30? Rather than, we saw it with the Bills, kick it, let them return it, and all of a sudden, you know, players couldn't run down the field. They couldn't get there. They couldn't beat their blocks until the guy touched the ball, and it causes a lot of issues. Now teams are just like, nah, boot out of the end zone. It's the same play where you're just like, all right, it's bathroom break, it's snack break. I'm going to start a conversation here, what have you. I know we're going to go to commercial after this anyways. Who cares? And like that, you know, it's a shame, but that's kind of what it became. And that's where I'm at. Is it rule changes to, quote unquote, make the game more exciting, I don't think oftentimes work. I actually, though, to Rob's point, he brought up baseball. I actually didn't hate the pitch clock, which is funny because my dad is a baseball purist. So that has started some fiery conversations between him, myself, and my brother. But for me, I was like, I'm okay with that. I think there is some, you know, mystique and almost, you know, beauty in like an October baseball game going to, you know, October playoff baseball game going to like 2 a.m. I don't need that in July, you know? I don't need a game that's half empty in, you know, April, May to go 7 hours. I don't need that. Right. I don't need that.
Well, and also think about, you know, Joe brought it up a little bit earlier, the two-line pass rule in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
The two-line pass rule was killing the NHL, and they got rid of it after the 2004-2005 lockout, and it created more offense. I mean, I know you're not newer to hockey, but I know hockey wasn't really your thing back then, but the two-line pass rule was the stupidest thing I've ever seen, and I was like a child, and I knew that.
I was
five, and I understood that it was the stupidest thing in the world. You couldn't pass from blue line to blue line and not get called for it. It was awful. And they got rid of it to make the game more exciting. But that's a moment where you made a rule, it was a dumb rule, and you tried to get it to slow the game down a little bit, and it actively hurt you. Mm-hmm. This, on the other hand, would be completely different. You're hurting yourself still because you're limiting what these teams have to do to figure out how to be better. When you are when you are actively saying, you guys figured out what to do, but you can't do it anymore. That's just wrong. I don't like that. Like I don't like the idea of it's just giving the offense as a cop out.
Yeah.
Like you can't do that. You mm-hmm. shouldn't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, real quick, do want to bring up something here because I think we kind of forgot to bring it up because we brought on Sal. But we did get an update on Rasmus Dahlin's injury.
We did.
Lindy Ruff, speaking with the media, doing well. Just will probably miss a couple of days of practice, so nothing too serious. Crisis averted. Everyone relax.
Everyone exhale. For now.
We were joking in the break with our boss. It's like, maybe my joke about Dahlin's gone. A little aggressive.
Also, if anyone's seen practice pictures coming out today, Lindy Ruff's back. He made players, when they had bad line changes, do sprints and push-ups.
Oh, I'm seeing the picture now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... Sabres hockey's back.
So you're taking this much more positive route. So just to be contrarian, I'm going to take this in the negative route.
No, stop.
Going to be real interesting to see if this team does not react well to a more old school coach, I guess. Old school, more authoritarian a little bit. Definitely much more accountability. I am now completely into observing how this team is operating in practice.
If
the vibes are all of a sudden they're all angry all the time and they're getting snippy with people or what have you, I'm into watching this. You wanted this, guys.
Exactly.
And to be fair, you needed it. You needed accountability.
If that becomes a problem where everyone gets all upset, we're just going to play the clips of craving accountability on a loop for 24 hours because this is what the team wanted.
It's going to be radiothon former clips of the Sabres talking about accountability.
And you know what, though? I don't think that's going to happen. Right, I the amount of players on this team that wanted that accountability, and they probably all did in some way, but some of them just maybe weren't as vocal as others. But I don't think that you're going to have a whole team turn on its head in a whole offseason and be like, wait, this isn't what we meant. This is what accountability is.
Wait, no.
No,
I agree.
Is exactly what that group wanted, and for the most part, the group is still the same, and the players that came in, same kind of players. So it's not. It's not like you're bringing in a,
completely new team with a new coach, with a new identity.
Well, I was going to say this type of player that would be upset with the accountability. That's not what they were looking for. They knew they wanted to go in this direction. So they being the ownership group, not the players themselves. But it just feels, that part feels different.
Yep. 803-0550 is the number to call. Bob will get your call on the other side. You're listening to Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.